And good morning. It is happening on Wednesday, January 8th. It is Burlington Civic Music presenting Fandango for award-winning virtuosi from Spain, the U.S., Bosnia, and the U.K. A spicy mix of Latin, Spanish, Sephardic, Balkan, and classical sounds. All of that is happening, and I've got Barbara McRoberts from Civic Music. Barbara, this is a little bit different because it is not happening at the auditorium, is it?
It is a little bit different. It's a first. I guess during our 90th anniversary celebration, we should try something new. What do you think?
I guess so. You're going to be actually at the Capitol Theater. And I said, well, what do you do with Civic Music? You said you did a special. You did a special offer for the Civic Music season ticket holders, right?
No, well, we did. It was one of the things we've been talking about oh, I don't know, I suppose about a year or so, the thinking being that with some of these smaller groups that usually are classical music groups, which this one truly is, that a more intimate setting probably was going to work. So that's why we decided to try it, and we did offer it to our season ticket holders at a special price last spring when they ordered their season tickets. But we do have seats left for people who are not what we would call season ticket holder members. The pricing is $25 for adults and $10 for students. And as you introduce them beautifully, because they are virtuosi, they are all extremely talented, classically trained musicians. There are two couples, actually. One couple, Eugenie Molinar and Dennis Azarbajic, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly,
okay.
play the Eugenie plays the flute, Dennis the guitar. And the two of them actually had formed what they call the Cavatina Duo and played worldwide. They played festivals like Ravinia, that kind of thing. And then the other couple, Desiree Rufstadt and David Kunliff, violin and cello, duo formed the Lincoln Trio, and they were nominated for 2017 Grammy Award. So they come with very good credentials, and they are all now together in Chicago, coming together as a quartet. And the program which I am looking at is just going to be wonderful for anyone who really really appreciates classical music. These are people I think are going to take it to a new maybe hot high. It's going to be fun. They'll probably kick off with a familiar piece to most people by Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, and they're probably, you know, they'll do the one Winter. Why not? We are in the middle of winter. And they also work with work by Ravel. There'll be a Balkan Suite, and there are things that I really cannot pronounce.
Okay.
I just can't pronounce the words. Paduska. And I don't know whether it's Zadi Zadi or what it is, but I'm anxious to listen to them again. I've heard their CDs. They're delightful to visit with through email, and very American as well, because they'll also be doing some things that are newer composers.
Okay? And so they're not playing in an intimate setting like this.
That's right.
Would this be a more a typical setting for them? Is that right?
I think so. I haven't read any in their biographical information that says they're going to really go out and play in large amphitheaters or auditoriums like ours. However, they do play with symphonies.
Okay.
So you're going to find them, for example, they played with both the Chicago and Toronto symphonies. They've played all over Europe. They've played in Singapore and Hong Kong. So I would imagine the halls that they are in are symphonic halls, which are large, but the acoustical facilities that you have with the symphony hall are a little bit different than we have in the auditorium, and I think that does something with when you're playing that kind of music.
The Capitol Theater will be a very good venue for a much more much more intimate setting. Acoustics are pretty good in the Capitol, and it will be everyone up close and personal, pretty much. Yes.
Well, they are, and I think that's true with that place. We've had small groups at the auditorium, but they generally are the kind of if you think of let's say the Texas Tenors, or if you think of the Dallas String Quartet, again classically trained musicians. But in a different kind of an entertainment presentation. They really are entertainers. they go all over the stage. Most chamber musicians aren't performing that way. They are, if you are a symphony goer of our own symphony, you realize that the musicians don't get up and walk around. They just don't.
Yeah.
So these probably will be seated, and I'm going to be working with them in terms of how they want us to stage their presentation, which, according to discussion, is just exactly what I said. They're going to be sitting, we're going to be listening to some wonderful music, and I'm really excited to try this. I think we do have a chamber music audience here. I know we do. For any of the people that go to the second Wednesdays that are held at the Methodist Church here in downtown Burlington, that audience has grown over the last couple of years. And that's also been very, I think, pleasing to people. So we're going to try this, and if the audience enjoys it, we'll probably try it again.
And again, it is intimate, but if you want tickets for this, how do you get, what do you need to do? Do you go to the box office at the Capitol? Do you got a Burl Civic Music, or how do you get tickets for this particular event?
Well, for this one, you actually can call the Capitol Theater, and you can also go to their box office. It's open from 2 to 5 every day of the week, except I don't believe it's open on Sunday. And you also can buy them at the theater. You can go to our website, which is www.burlcivicmusic.com, and there'll be a link. So you can buy them online if you want to as well.
Again, the ticket's $25 for adults, $10 for students. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. It is happening. Fandango, they are performing in the... not Memorial Auditorium, but in the Capitol Theater.
Capitol Theater.
Wednesday night. Showtime still 7:30?
Showtime is still 7:30.
All right. Get your tickets. Enjoy the show, an intimate setting, and a very special quartet joining you. And we'll talk, I guess, the next time. You've got the next Civic Music performance is coming up in February. We'll be joined by Barbara McRoberts to preview the Russian National Ballet. How about that?
That will be a concert that will be just on the opposite side of size. That will be big and luscious, and it's only the Russians can bring in a beautiful ballet, and the audience, I'm sure, will enjoy it. They're going to be able to see Sleeping Beauty to the music of Tchaikovsky.
Fantastic. Barbara McRoberts, have a great show on Wednesday, okay?
Thank you so much.